Hey, how are you? That is the weirdest intro I've ever done. But I'm not redoing this because I don't want to. So, just updates. My birthday went well. It is on a Monday, so nothing too crazy happened. But soon, very soon. Anyway, I'm about to sleep, but I was, scrolling through Pillow Talk, and I see this whole curious questionnaire, I think, and I'm gonna go pull it up now on my phone, so if you hear any, clicking or tapping, that's what it is. Okay, I probably won't post this tonight, but I will in the morning, so it might be, like, an awkward time, but hopefully you say this eventually, in the next year. Okay, so I've never actually read the questions, I just saw that everybody was doing it, so, I guess I'm in YOLO mode. Once again. Okay, so let's begin. It is the Curious Questionnaire by Wee Weak Spot. That is an awesome name. It's so cute. I don't know what it's about, but I'm sure you have good intentions. Okay, so first question. I'm just reading the top part. Okay. Okay. What is a fond memory you have of your first romance crush? Well, I've never had, I've never been in a real relationship, so I guess my first crush, man, who was my first crush? Oh, my God. My first crush was actually, my neighbor, which is now my cousin's boyfriend. So that is a thing. Don't want to get into that. You could ask me about it. But I'm not going to go into it today. I'm laughing to hide my tears. I'm just kidding. No, I'm not. Okay. Calm down. What is your favorite thing that you can see from where you are right now? Tell me why. Well, I'm looking at my phone, which is an iPhone. It is the iPhone 6 Plus. And guys, let me tell you, it took a while to get used to. I came from the iPhone 5S, which was, I guess, better than coming from a 4, since it's, like, not that big of a difference, but it's still a big difference in size. If you have been listening to me for a while, you know that I'm a pretty big Apple fan girl, and I really like to support. So I thought I would get the phone to, like, support them and also see how it is, because it looked beautiful from the screen. The moment I put it on in my hand, it is so big. I'm digging myself a really big hole right now. It is massive. I can't even explain it. If you've never seen it in person, go see it. Go to an Apple store. Even if you are an Android person or whatever, go check it out. It is huge. And don't go in the comments saying how you could compare it to the Note 4 or any other Android phone. Every company copies each other. Apple probably copied whatever, and then another person copied Apple. You know, it happens. It's life. It's marketing. It's business. It's just how life happens. Okay, so I'm going on a rant. Okay, so I guess, wow, I'm so sorry. I talked so much about the phone, but I guess that's my favorite thing that I can see from where I am, because the rest of my room is completely dark. Well, not completely. I have a nightlight. Should I have told you that? Because I just did. So yeah, my phone. Tell me a silly story about yourself that you would tell me if we were hanging out. Sure, maybe we all big ourselves up a little in the retelling, but tell me something real. Bonus points for funny ones. What? Oh my god, that is so broad. Shit. Okay. I don't know why I just turned around. I just got ready for this story that I don't know what I'm going to tell yet. Okay. Thinking it should probably be for childhood, huh? Or, I don't know. What's something funny that just happened to me? I have no idea. Oh my gosh. And I'm just talking to fill the silence. let's see. Silly story. Well, we would have to be talking about something if we were hanging out. And it all depends. It all really depends. Okay. Let me just pull something out of my ass. The things I'm saying today, or tonight, are just gonna get me in big trouble. Okay, so, I don't know what I'm saying, I'm just talking. One time, I did not know what to say. I'm gonna go back to that. That'll be my last thing. Okay. Maybe I'll think of something while I'm... whatever. I'm so sorry for being annoying. Okay. Favorite nickname, how you got it, and why you like it. Well, I can't tell you. Should I tell you my name? That is so... no, I'm not gonna tell you my name. Damn. I can't tell you my name. But I don't have very many nicknames. I'll just give you a hint at my name. It is the name of a famous person. Girl. She is married to a rapper. And that is all I'm gonna say. cue the comments. Beyonce. I am Beyonce. Okay. I'm not Beyonce. Or am I? Okay. So, I'm gonna have to skip favorite nickname and least favorite nickname because, yeah. What's the most illegal thing you've done? Did you get caught? How did you make your getaway? Illegal thing. I guess the alcohol. I mean, that's like not cool, though. Like drinking, that's not cool. It's just a thing that people do. I've smoked weed. It's illegal where I am. If you don't have a medical license thing. I've done it once. I'm not like a whatever. Or just to try it. I mean, some people have to try it sometimes, right? I mean, once in their life. Ah, my god. Okay, so I guess that's the most illegal thing I've done. I did not get caught. So I did not have to make a getaway. So, yeah. Yeah. Tell me about a childhood friend who you've since lost touch with. Oh, this touches my heart. This hurts my heart.
Why do you still think of him, her, it? What? Childhood friend and then you call it an it?
Oh, I know what I'm gonna say. Okay, what do you remember best about them?
Do you wish them well or ill?
Now, invent a present life for them from what you know.
Okay, so I guess I think I have a lot, but I'm gonna first name my dog. I had my first dog when I was in, I believe, how old was I? Second grade? Third grade? Very young, elementary, like early elementary school. And her name was Sweetheart. She was a really big, fat basset hound, and she was so cute. She walked, not very much because she was so big and chubby, but I loved her so much. She didn't care what I did to her, even if I poked her, and I was so annoying as a kid. And in sixth grade, I moved to a new house, and Sweetheart lived with us for 1 year, I believe, after. So until... I'm just kidding. Sweetheart was with us at the new house until maybe 2000 and... So, okay. This story is everywhere. I got her when in 2000 and maybe 3. And then... in 2000 and... I'm guessing 2008 or 2009. She actually got out and ran away. We accidentally left the gate in our backyard open, so she walked off just like casually, and it was raining. We couldn't find her, and we just waited and looked around, but there was no sign. She was a big dog. She didn't walk very fast, so eventually someone called us, and it was a animal vet or something, or clinic, and they said that they found her literally so far. It is so far. It was like at a Walmart. Like, I had to get there, you'd have to drive maybe 5 minutes. So I don't know how she got all the way there, but she did. And they said that she was in really bad condition. And so we didn't end up getting her back. I don't know if they put her down. I was crying so hard. I was begging my parents to get her. But they didn't want it to affect my baby brother, who was a baby. So I don't know their reasoning, but I was so sad. So... why I still think of them, her, it was a her, she was a her, because she was really such a perfect dog, and, I'm kind of getting emotional, shit, and she was so beautiful, and, never really cared about me being annoying, which is nice. And okay, what do you remember best about them? I remember when I first moved to this house, because my first house was a one-story house, so when we moved to this house, we had stairs, so we tried getting Sweetheart to walk up the stairs, but she couldn't get past, like, the first step. So me and my cousin would put a blanket down at the bottom of the stairs, trick sweetheart into laying on top of the blanket, and then we would quickly grab the corners of the blanket, pull her up, and take her upstairs. She was freaking out the whole time, but we finally got her upstairs, and she was exploring because she never really went up there a lot. And that is so funny to me up until now. I always think about it. Do you wish them well or ill? Well, of course, I'm sure she is in dog heaven now. And I love you, sweetheart. Now invent a present life for them from what you know. Nothing, just peace. R.I.P. Let's see. I guess I'll go back to the silly story. Oh, God. I don't know. I don't know. Okay. This is, like, an embarrassing story. Okay, so it's recent and it's not even that funny, but I've been telling it to all my, like, girlfriends because it is so embarrassing. Okay. So, weeks ago or months ago or whatever, I used to use Tinder. I talked about this, I think, but Tinder is basically like a dating app, but it's like speed dating. You get a bunch of matches around your area, and it shows a picture of them, pictures of them, and they could put their own description about themselves, and it has their name and their age. So if you like the person, then you swipe right. If you don't like the person, then you swipe left. And if you swipe right and they swipe right on you, then you get the match and you could talk. So it's basically, yeah, speed dating, and it's annoying because, I don't know, I didn't really like it because all the guys were just complete, oh God, it's disgusting. Okay, I've talked about this before. Okay, so backstory before this, I have a Rite Aid close to my house that I go to a lot to buy makeup or milk if my parents need me to get it. Just things for the house, things that I would like to get, and it's very close, so I like to go there a lot because of that. And one day, I actually needed to go there because I was on my girl thing. It sucks. So don't even say ill because you don't know. You don't even know. So I needed the thing for that thing, for the girl thing. So I was looking for it, and I couldn't find the aisle for, okay, I'm gonna say it, pads. I need pads. God. It was pads, okay? So I couldn't find the aisle for pads. I don't know why I didn't think of going to, like, the feminine aisle, like the makeup and whatever, but I was looking around, and by the pharmacy there was, like, these pad looking things, and I was looking at it and I was like, what the heck, these do not look like it. And you know what it said? It said urinal leak pads. So I was in the aisle of, like, diapers, adult diapers, and I was like, okay, I need to get out of here. So as I was walking out of the aisle, this worker is passing by, and I accidentally bump into him. So I'm like, oh, sorry, and he's like, it's okay, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, and then I walk around. I was like, that's awkward, and also he's pretty cute. So I went on to continue my expedition onto finding pads, and I finally found them, got them, was gonna go to the cash register, the cashier, and he ended up ringing me up, and I'm like, wow, this is gonna be really awkward because guys are like that, and he looks pretty, not too old, but like he looks pretty young, so he's probably gonna be like, ew, whatever, blah blah blah. But he ended up being actually really cool. He was changing the subject and making conversation and totally just disregarding the pads. And I'm just like, wow, you're cool. You are very cool, sir. Thank you. So I walk out. And then I was like, wow, that was a really cool dude. I was so stupid. And then, I'm not stupid, he was pretty cool. But anyway, I went home, I was like, wow, he's still a really cool dude. And so, I went on with my life, and I eventually went back to Rite Aid to go get some stuff. Not because I wanted to go see him, no. And he was there again, he's like, hi, and I don't know, he was just really friendly. So I kind of thought that he might have not rolled the way that I would want him to roll, aka not being straight. But, anyway, I would just go there a lot. I brought my grandma because my grandma needed something. I'm like, okay, grandma, let's go to Rite Aid. And I brought my cousin because I told her about it so she could see him. And she did not like him because she had to buy, like, these pill things, and he kept asking about them, and it was making her uncomfortable. And she, as we were walking out, she's like, I hate you. And I'm like, you know what? He's just making conversation, okay? So I was, like, completely defending him. Anyway, we would just go back and forth there, and he would always just, like, be him. And then, one night, I was on Tinder. And I was just scrolling through, I'm like, la la la, whatever. And this is really long. Wow, I'm so sorry. And all of a sudden, I see this guy that kind of looks like him, but it could not, it may not be as well. But I was just like, okay, so I swiped right, meaning that I liked him. And then nothing happened. I'm like, wow, bitch, he didn't even like me back. And so his name was Noah. I'm putting him on blast on Pillow Talk Audio. Hopefully you don't go to Rite Aid and look for Noah. So Noah was his name. I'm like, wow, okay. Okay, he was 19. The Tinder profile said that. And he had some weird, cheesy description, which is kind of weird, too. So I'm like, huh, might be him. So, I was like, wow, he didn't like me back. Anyway, so I forgot about that, and I didn't go to Rite Aid for a long time. I was kind of over it. I was just like, I'm going to go to Walmart. And so, one day I actually had to go to Rite Aid, for my grandma, because she needed to get something again, and she needed to go to Rite Aid because there was a pharmacy there. So, I went there and had to get milk as well. And she's like, okay, you get the milk and I'll get the stuff at the pharmacy. I'm like, okay. And so I got the milk and I was going to line up, and all of a sudden I see him, but he was lined up as well. Which I totally probably understand because he was holding water and like some food. So, of course, he needed to buy something for himself. He can't ring himself up. So he was in front of me. I was behind him. I didn't look at him because I knew it was him. But as we were in line, he kept trying to like look back, but not at me. But I have a feeling he was trying to make me see that it's him. And I'm like, okay, dude, stop trying. And then, so I'm like, okay, I need to figure out, is this Noah? So I look, I mean, I didn't look, well, I did look, but anyway, time passed, and it was his turn, and all of a sudden, he wasn't looking, because he kept looking back, and being all weird. Then the cashier was like, Noah, and then my heart just, I wanted to throw the freaking milk at him. He didn't swipe right, and so, I was like, holy shit, that's Noah. I have your Tinder profile screenshotted into my pictures on my phone. Okay, this is the real me. It all comes out now. I'm just kidding. Okay, so Noah goes to go pay, and I go next to him because the other cashier was getting me. They kept saying, Noah, Noah, Noah. Like they kept calling him Noah. So I know it's Noah. So that's a thing. And it was like a moment of realization where I'm like, wow, what are the odds? So I thought that was really funny. And I haven't gone since. I haven't walked into Rite Aid since that day. And I keep telling my friends, and they keep telling me that they're going to take me to Rite Aid one day. And I don't want to go to Rite Aid. I'm fine with Walmart. Rite Aid has overpriced things. They double the price of things. I only went there when I really needed something, like, fast. So, I guess that's a silly story, right? Haha. I bet you're laughing so hard at this 25-minute... Wow, this is my longest audio yet. This is my... Wow, this is... Can we get an amen? Okay, I'm going crazy. I need to sleep. Am I gonna post this tonight or tomorrow morning? Tell me. Tell me what I should do. I'm probably just gonna post it tomorrow. Tomorrow? Tomorrow? Yes, no? Okay, tomorrow. I'm gonna go to sleep. If you got this far, comment down below with the word grapefruit, because I'm thinking of grapefruits right now. I don't really like grapefruit, but comment down below, grapefruit. Okay, so thank you very much. This is almost 30 minutes. I talked so fucking much. Okay, I'm sorry. I swear too much. I'm a real good person, I promise. I'm Beyonce. Good night. I hope you sleep really well. Or I hope you wake up and feel like P. Diddy.